Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, opens in some theaters across the country at midnight. The George Lucas movie saga began in 1977 and shows no sign of slowing down. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan wishes it would.
Star Wars, like First Love, is never coming back, no matter how much we want it to. Paradoxically, the fact that the latest prequel, Attack of the Clones, is a bit better than its predecessor underlines how much the original concept is missed.
Anakin, don't do anything without first consulting either myself or the Council.
You don't need guidance, Anakin. I see you becoming the greatest of all Jedi.
Clones picks up the adventures of Anakin Skywalker 10 years after The Phantom Menace. It has more menace and less of the reviled Jar Jar Binks, better battles, and an impressive parade of eye-catching landscapes and special effects. But like C-3PO's predecessor, the Tin Man, it doesn't have much of a heart. Writer-director George Lucas's gift for animating the inanimate is matched by an unfortunate tendency to deaden what should be alive.
The boy has exceptional skills.
But he still has much to learn, Master. His abilities have made him, well, arrogant.
Yes, yes.
Except for a climactic appearance by the venerable Yoda, creating emotion is beyond this film's powers. One reason is a script that feels, well, cloned, something Lucas and co-writer Jonathan Hales assembled in a test tube. The plot is standard and the dialogue, even for something intended for young people, is curiously flat.
Do you have any idea who is behind this attack?
Our intelligence points to disgruntled spice miners on the moons of Naboo.
I think the Count Dooku is behind it.
He is a political idealist, not a murderer.
You know, m'lady, Count Dooku was once a Jedi. He couldn't assassinate anyone. It's not in his character.
Stiff lines are matched by readings so impassive that even such lively performers as Ewan McGregor, who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Natalie Portman as Padme Amidala, are deadened by the direction.
I think it is time we inform the Senate that our ability to use the Force is diminished.
For what Lucas gets out of his cast, the actors might as well be as digital as the rest of the film.
Excuse me. I'm in charge of security here, m'lady.
Anakin is played by young Canadian actor Hayden Christensen, who seems to have been cast strictly for his ability to radiate sullen teen rebellion, something he does a lot. This high school confidential and outer space tone is continued in the forbidden romance, Jedis aren't allowed to fall in love, between Christensen and Portman. Where are Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst when we really need them?
This is a crisis.
Everything ends in a battle, like every other Star Wars movie. Impressive as the computer work in this combat is, it soon descends into video game overkill. Only a teenage boy could find this kind of stuff diverting, and only a teenage boy wouldn't notice flimsy emotions and underdeveloped acting. George Lucas, like Peter Pan, never seems to have grown up.
The dark side clouds everything.
Comments of Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan.